You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Brian Greenberg, a multifaceted entrepreneur who has founded and now spearheads multiple online businesses. He currently co-owns and operates three entrepreneurial companies with his father, Elliot Greenberg, which has each flourished for over 10 years now, WholesaleJanitorialSupply.com, TouchFreeConcepts.com, and TrueBlueLifeInsurance.com. Really impressive, and Brian, certainly nice to have you with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. So to kick things off, tell us what elements of branding are most overlooked when creating a business.
You know, I think the most overlooked is people touting themselves. So a big part of building a brand is building up your social proof. And this kind of includes including all your testimonials, all your awards, all your press. You know, it's very important to highlight all of your accomplishments because these are very important elements when building your brand. And I think that they're overlooked sometimes because people think of this as a type of bragging and they have some sort of negative association with touting their accomplishments. I do want to make clear that, you know, a business is not the place to be humble. You do want to tout all your accomplishments. This builds trust, and it definitely builds your brand.
Now, you're known as a trust expert. How do business owners build trust quickly?
You know, first and foremost, people like to do business with people that they like. So the first thing you should do is tell customers your story. Tell them who you are. Tell them what you believe in and why you do what you do. And this should either be on an about page on your website or even your home page of your website, even your business card possibly. Other than that, you know, always try to be as transparent as possible with customers. Provide, you know, very transparent pricing and transparent terms and conditions for your business.
And what online strategies have you found to be most successful? I'm sure you don't want to share all the tricks of the trade, but certainly a couple of tips would be great.
You know what's been working the best this year and I think moving forward in the future is what's called campaign marketing. And campaign marketing is kind of like issuing somewhat of a press release, and you want to get this information picked up by media. So I'd like to give an example here. So there was a travel booking website. So their business was booking, you know, airplane tickets, hotel reservations, and they did an campaign marketing. They did an article and they listed the worst airports in the United States. And this had to do with, you know, which ones were had the most delays, which ones were the most crowded, the dirtiest. And what they found was this article was picked up by a tremendous amount of media outlets. And from that one article and from within the article, it had a link back to their website. And they were also the author of the content. They picked up over 600 links to their website, got a tremendous ranking boost in the search engines, and even to this day, it still gets them links, and it's been over a year now. I do want to say something else here. As far as creating a campaign marketing strategy, there's been a lot of research on how to do this in the best manner, and they came up with four different pieces that are the most beneficial for when creating these type of content. Number one, you want it to be highly emotional. Number two, you want it to have a broad appeal. Three, it should contain comparisons. People love comparisons. Any sort of chart, any table, top 10 lists, fantastic. And also pop culture theme. If you can get all four of those, fantastic. If you can get as many of those as possible, you've got a great chance for creating content that'll get picked up by media sources all over the internet.
Certainly some good stuff right there. Today we're joined by Brian Greenberg, founder of multiple online businesses. He currently co-owns and operates three entrepreneurial companies with his father, Elliot Greenberg, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Brian, we all know SEO has changed a lot. Seems like it's always changing. Can you recap these recent changes for our audience? That would be greatly appreciated.
Sure. You know, one of the biggest changes has to do with how people build links. And links are still the most important ranking factor for any sort of web type of business. Now, what's changed is, you know, the leader in search is Google, and what they've done is they've begun to penalize websites for unnatural link building. So the most important thing that's changed is how to build links in the most natural manner. You know, one of the ways, again, campaign marketing is a great way to build natural links. What you want to avoid is any sort of, you know, paid link building or SEO services. You want to stay away from, you know, creating just low quality content and paying to have it put on to blogs or what they're called blog carnivals. You want to avoid just spinning articles or doing low content articles. You want to avoid doing just paying people to do blog commenting. Link trading, you know, reciprocal link building doesn't work anymore. And an important thing that has definitely changed is the actual link itself. In order to stay away from any sort of Google penalty, which can just destroy your website, you want to avoid using the keyword in the link. So you don't want that link to reference any sort of keywords, because it's an easy flag for Google to catch, and they issue out these penalties. So let me give you an example, because people often don't understand what this means. So let's say you own a website, and your business's name is XYZ Sports Store. Now, in your store, one of the best-selling products is an athletic gym bag, okay? And you want to rank for athletic gym bags because it's making a lot of money for you. Now, in the past, what you would do is you would try to build links, and those links would reference athletic gym bags. And that was the best way to rank for those keywords. Not anymore. Now you do not want those links to reference the keywords. You're better off having those links reference your company name. So the link should always reference XYZ Sports Store. And you build up the authority of your website, and then you can rank for everything on your website. And that's a big change. Now, as far as what not to do, which is a very important thing, because there's so many things you can do marketing-wise to actually hurt you these days, which is new. So a rule of thumb is you always want to do what real companies do, okay? If you don't understand it, if it doesn't make sense to you, don't do it, okay? So, you know, spinning articles or, you know, buying likes or followers or fans, it doesn't make sense to you, don't see the value in it, don't do it. But what's ranking now, what's working as marketing is brand building. So you're going to only want to do things that real companies do, that real brands do. You know, and an example of some type of things besides campaign marketing, you know, you might want to write some articles for your industry's trade magazines. And the links that you want to go after there are basically just the links in the author profile. Who wrote the article? Start building up your authorship. It's a great way to earn links. Also, maybe sponsor a charity. Oftentimes, charities will link to their sponsors. That's what big brands do. Join associations, like the Better Business Bureau. They provide a link back. Join your local chamber of commerce. They provide a good link back. Any sort of press mentions. Somebody wants to comment in your industry, give them a comment. They often link back to your websites. And one thing that I like to do is I like to give testimonials to all the people that I do business with. You know, especially if they do a great service, I'll say, hey, look, this is a great company. I highly recommend it. This is they've made money in my business. And they'll include my name and my position and sometimes a picture of myself, but they'll also include a link back to the websites. And the more you do this, you know, the higher you're going to rank. And those links are links that stand the test of time. those last for a very, very long time. And those are the type of internet marketing that is working today.
Outstanding information shared here today, and I'm sure our listeners are very appreciative of your sharing that as well. We really appreciate that. Now, before I let you go, what is the one biggest tip you can offer business owners to increase their business success?
You know, if you haven't started now, you do need to get on the internet, and you need to start building your online reputation. Start building up your reputation. Start building up your social proof. And what I mean by that is, you know, all the associations, awards, press, start building those up. You know, get a very well-done professional website. Having a bad website is like a restaurant having a dirty bathroom, okay? You want that website to reflect the quality of your business. So start building up testimonials, start building up testimonials on third-party websites that you don't control. Testimonials on sites like Yelp or TripAdvisor or Google Business Pages or even the Better Business Bureau. These are all places where the customer will inspect your business before they choose you as a provider. They'll look up the name of your company. They'll look up the name of your company followed by complaints or followed by reviews, and they'll try to make sure that you're a legitimate business. So start building that up. And these online reputation and social proof that you build, they're like investments. They're investments that reap dividends, and the dividends are in the form of new customers.
Brian, where is the best place for our listeners to be in contact with you and to get more information accordingly?
Absolutely. I'm the CEO of TrueBlueLifeInsurance.com. I'm also an owner of WholesaleJanitorialSupply.com. And we have our umbrella website at GreenbergEnterpriseGroup.com.
Easy enough. And Brian, we do thank you for your time and for being with us here today. We have been speaking with Brian Greenberg, founder of multiple online businesses. He currently co-owns and operates three entrepreneurial companies with his father, Elliot Greenberg, which have each flourished for over 10 years. And for more information, visit WholesaleJanitorialSupply.com, TouchFreeConcepts.com, and TrueBlueLifeInsurance.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.